Happy Ladies' Day, happy Mother's Day to everyone, okay? If you would, take out your breadcrumbs book, page 271. And it's May 10th, which is Mother's Day. It says, genuine faith. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. We're going to read the scripture first. It says this, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season it need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, should, though it be tried with fire, might be found into praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now let's read the main part. It says, to move your faith from the position of knowledge to the reality of experience is absolutely necessary. This means that having knowledge of a truth doesn't mean we have properly applied that truth to our hearts. The trial of your faith is what accurately gauges the authenticity or the genuineness of that faith. When you read in the Bible that God will supply all your need, you have knowledge. When God comes through with a financial miracle at the last moment, you have experience. When you read and believe that God still heals the sick, you have knowledge. But when God's mighty hand raises you up from a physical affliction, you have experience. When you hear the preacher proclaim that victory over sin is accomplished through faith in the cross, you have knowledge. But when the grace of God removes that thorn in your side that works could never dislodge, then you have experience. The portion of our faith that is truly genuine is that which has been verified through the test. A word of encouragement to those in the midst of the trial, it came to pass. It didn't come to stay. That's a lot for every one of you. Remember that. Remember that. It came to pass. It didn't come to stay. So no matter what trial you're going through, ladies and gentlemen, it came to pass, but it didn't come to stay in your life because of the blood of Jesus and what he did at Calvary's cross. Oh, my Lord. Amen. Is everything okay?
Yes.
It's good? Okay. Just making sure. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. If you would, take your Bibles and let's make our declaration before him. Say, this is life. I will honor it today as this word brings life to my spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I know you know it's Mother's Day or Ladies' Day today. Like somebody told me, at least we get one day out of the year. You know, I said, well, that's good. And I told somebody this morning, I said, Happy Mother's Day. And they said, well, you know, Happy Mother's Day to you too, because there are a lot of fathers that are mothers too. I said, well, I said, you know what? I said, it's your day. Our day's coming in June, you know. So, but we do want to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day. I hope you have a great day. And I hope, you know, you just are loved by your family, you know, whatever. And so you just let God be God in your heart and life. You know, ladies, you have a very important role in society and in your family. You're basically shaping the next generation. Many important events are pulling for your time, your energy, and your life. I know this, as ladies in society today, there are many things pulling you from one end to the other. that maybe needs your time, needs your attention, and needs your help with. Blessed is the woman who puts her trust in her God. Blessed is the woman who puts her trust in her God. Blessed is the woman who puts her trust in her God. And you can put man too, but blessed is the woman. It didn't say cursed, but it says, the Bible says, blessed is the woman who puts their trust, who puts her trust in her God. I want you to turn, if you would, to Luke chapter 1, please. Page 1759. If you have this Bible. Chapter 1, verse 45. Blessed is the woman who puts her trust in God. Look at verse 45. It says, and blessed is she who believed. He was talking about Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Refers to Mary and her faith. Blessed is she. Her faith was in God. Mary, which was about 16 years of age, young girl, an angel shows up, an angel shows up and tells her, hey, she's going to have a child, not just any child, but the Savior of the world. Which would change humanity, which would change the world, would roll back the curse that had been set against humanity and against the earth. My Lord. And he called her blessed. Not blessed to be praised, but blessed because she was willing to do what God wanted her to do. As I look up upon this congregation of people, ladies, there are women from all walks of life and with a vastly different circumstances. One, some have multiple children, some have stepchildren, while others long for just one child. Some have lost mothers, while others mourn an estranged relationship with the one they still have. All from different backgrounds, but God says to every one of these backgrounds, blessed is the woman who trusts her God. Blessed is he no matter what. Blessed is she no matter what, as she puts her faith in him to lead her and guide her in the direction that he wants her to go. You see, ladies, I look out at you, and I know some of you, a lot of you, I know some of your background. Seems like everybody's different in their relationship. Some have children. Some don't have children. Some have mothers. Some don't have mothers. All that. But yet God says, if you would trust him in everything, that he will move upon you and he will help you to get through life and get through the circumstances of life. Good hardships are there, no matter what. But God is faithful. No matter what you go through, ladies, God is faithful. just as Mary, just because she was carrying the Son of God, doesn't mean she didn't go through hardships during that 9 months. Can you imagine someone coming to stone you? Trying to kill you, destroy you, being shunned by the whole village and the community? Not because she did anything wrong, but because God chose her. You see, what God chooses you to do, be the best at it. No matter what. Because ladies, if God's chosen you for whatever it is, He trusts you to get it done. That's a lot. He trusts you to get it done. Not that you have to do it all, but He trusts that you will take the treasure He's given you, no matter what it is. It could be a certain thing to do. It could be a great mother. It could be in help in any area. But He trusts you to get it done. But He in turn comes around and helps us to get it done. You see, when God called me to be a pastor, He just said, yield yourself. I wasn't one to get up in front of people at all. The first time I tried to preach, Children's Church was horrible. Horrible. Just reading a piece of paper. But you learn how to do things as you do it. So don't be afraid, ladies, to branch out a little bit. You know, I know you might say, oh, Lord, don't put nothing else on my plate. I have a lot to do. I understand that. But you see, we got to make sure we're doing what God wants us to do. Is she okay? Everything's getting better? Okay. We got to make sure we're doing what God wants us to do. Doing what God wants. Because when we do what God wants, that means He's with us, as He was with Mary. You know, He didn't just come up and say, okay, Mary, the angels come, He speaks to her, tells her, okay, you're pregnant by the Holy Ghost, now just go do it. That's not the Holy Spirit. It says that He sticks closer than a brother unto us. The Holy Spirit was there to guide her and to lead her in the right direction, to help her to accomplish. Can you imagine where would we be if the Savior hadn't come and accomplished what He did on the cross? Because you see, it's the cross that makes the difference. Is the cross that defeated the enemy. And ladies, I know it. The struggles in life sometimes, it can be overbearing. I come from a single mother. My mom and dad divorced. We moved to Kaplan. We were living in Lafayette. I didn't see my dad for years. And just trying to make it. I mean, we had, zero almost. Almost zero. I'm going to have to tell this story. I remember we got some bikes. My mom had a bike. I had a bike. My sister had a bike. And we were all riding. And we went to the store for something. The old Piggly Wiggly store. In Kaplan. And on the side of it, I think they closed it in now. There was a big canal. And man, we were riding our bikes. We had all the stuff. Mama had her stuff. And I don't know what happened, but my mom lost control of her bike. And she fell going down the canal. Stuff all over. We're all laughing. I mean, we were just rolling, And yet, you know, boy, she's probably in her 50s, you know, late 50s, you know. Oh, she said, although I didn't lose my teeth, you know, and oh. So, boy, we help her, we get back up. And, you know, I'm thinking, that's the day before everybody had a cell phone. You know, it would have been on somebody's cell phone somewheres, you know. Got up, got back on our bikes, got all the stuff we could get, and went back and got home. You know, you have those funny moments with your mom and dad, or your mom, especially Mother's Day. You know, we can think back to the funny laughter of things. And I understand not everything's laughter and not everything's funny, because sometimes I know, ladies, sometimes you come maybe from a family that where your mother was maybe not the best. I understand that sometimes. And that's a hard situation. So when Mother's Day comes around, it's hard to get through it sometimes. But remember this, Jesus can be everything to everybody. He can be the father, he can be the mother, he can be the son, he can be the daughter. He can be everything to everybody, because that's who he is. And God can do all things. You can let her lay down and sleep right there. Yeah. That's good. She might have the best night's sleep.
Yeah.
Under the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Huh? Amen. And so, you know, we just got to take what's good and leave what's bad sometimes. And that's not easy. Because I know, ladies, sometimes hurt comes in. But we need the salve of the Holy Ghost, people, to come in and heal. You know, and even I know there are some ladies maybe here, maybe you've lost a child. That's a difficult situation. And you'd love to hear the echoes of that voice saying, Happy Mother's Day. That's a hard thing. But you know what? Life is still good, no matter what. Because we trust what God can do and how God can heal. I want you to turn to 1 Kings chapter 17, page 611. Blessed is the woman who puts her trust in the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 17. Everything's good. We don't need to call anybody. Ambulance. Oh, okay. Look at starting with verse 8. Okay. And it says this, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, now this is the prophet. Elisha is a prophet. A prophet is one where God would, in the Old Testament, God would speak to the prophet, and the prophet would go and speak to the people. Thus saith the Lord. That's what it was. And there are still prophets today. God has prophets in the body of Christ. You know, now we have the Holy Spirit that lives in each and every one of us. And it says in verse 9, he's saying, Elijah, arise, get you to Zophereth, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. So he arose, went to Zophereth, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray you, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Now I'm just going to stop there for a moment. Remember this, the widow woman was a Gentile. She wasn't of the house of David. She wasn't of the called out ones. She wasn't of the children of Israel. She was a Gentile, which is anybody else that's not Jewish. Okay? God took a prophet from Israel, and he used a widow woman who has lost almost everything, no husband, a Gentile, to supply for the man of God. Let me tell you this. God can use anyone and everyone that calls out to him. Ladies, I know some of you sometimes think, well, God can't use me. Yes, he can. He can use anyone and everyone that wants to be used by him. All you have to do is surrender and say, Lord, what do you want? Somehow this little widow woman went from being a Gentile into the house of the Lord because of her heart towards God. She heard. She served her heathen gods as a Gentile. And one day she probably heard about Elijah. She may have heard about his preaching. She may have heard a word from God from him. And it changed her life. And God said, I'm going to use her. And in the meantime, as she supplied for the man of God, God supplied for her. You know, we look at it this way. Don't you think God made everything he made in 7 days, 6 days? He rested on the seventh. Don't you think he could have made some food? Really? Don't you think he could have took a queen or a king to supply for this man? And maybe he would have had more than just a little bit of cornmeal, meal, and oil to bake him cakes for days. But you see, the way God sees things and the way mankind sees things is totally different sometimes. Sometimes, ladies, the way you see yourself and the way God sees you might be a little different. God's not looking at your imperfections. God's looking at the heart of you. Ooh, that soul man, the soul man inside. The soulish part of you saying, she hungers for me. Hungers for me. Look, let's keep on. Look at verse 12. Verse 11. And as she was going to fetch it, going to get the sticks, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray you, a morsel of bread in your hand. Now, let's start. Okay, all she had left, she was getting sticks to make a fire. All she had left was a little bit of meal, cornmeal if you want to say it, and a little bit of oil. She's making one or so cakes for her and her son. Then they would die. And here we have this man of God coming and say, hey, what you doing? I'm fetching sticks to make a cake for my son and I. Then we'll go die. He said, go fetch him. Then he said, oh, by the way, you Gentile woman, what you make, make it for me first. Put God first in every aspect of your life. And God will supply more than ever before. It says in the scripture that fear gripped her heart. And ladies, I understand that. Especially in the society we live in. Sometimes fear can grip your heart, huh? Even men, fear. Fear. But when God is there, there's no fear, people. Fear gripped her heart. And he had to help her to get through that fear, saying, because she was fearful. Well, this is the last cake. This is the last oil or cornmeal. This is what I'm going to do. Make it and we'll die. And he's asking me to make it and give it to him. Fear gripped her heart. Ladies, I understand that. Fear can grip sometimes. Fear grips when you see your son and your daughter going through some hard times, huh? It grips your heart. When you see your children make some not good decisions sometimes, fear grips your heart. When your spouse maybe says or does something or whatever, fear grips your heart. Or even when God speaks to you about something and you're saying, Lord, I don't know if I could do that, fear may grip your heart. But you see, remember this. Just as God was with Mary, his mother, on earth, the Holy Spirit was with her. God will be with you. You can walk around and God is with you. You can go anywhere in the world and God is with you because you put him first. Let's read on. Go back to 11. It says, and as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray you, a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. Just that must have bothered her. Ladies, I know you like to keep a lot of food in the house, to have plenty. Just in case somebody steps on over or comes over, huh? It's okay. And nothing wrong with that. So that must have gripped her heart. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go into the dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. She was desperate, people. Ladies, I understand at times you go through desperate situations. But let me tell you, there's a God that has proven himself to be able no matter what. And you and I, or you as ladies, might be in a desperate situation at times. But remember, God is able to help you to step forth. God is able to help you to stand. God is able to open those doors that need to be opened. Because if they don't open, it's a solid wall. And if God doesn't open, we don't know what's going to happen. But God is able as you keep your faith and your trust in him. Blessed is the woman who keeps her faith in him or trust in him, in her God. Verse 13, and Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as you have said, but make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me, after make for you and your son. I'm sure, look, he told her this, go, make it for me first. Now I wonder, as she walked in and she had that meal and she poured it in the bowl, and she took the cruse of oil and she poured it in the bowl. And she said, you know what? I can take half of it and scoop out only half and make him a little cake. Little. And I could take half the oil and make him a little cake with it. Remember this, God wants it all. God wants it all. God wants all that you have so that he can give back so you can bless other people more than ever before. Give him your all. Don't hold back. Look, this was a test of the time for her. This was survival. And let me tell you this, some of the decisions, ladies, that you have to make, especially single moms, that has to make all decisions. You know, when you're married, you have somebody to bounce things off of. What do you think? You know, what do you, and that's hard. But I tell you what, God is in the business of helping all mothers, helping whatever situation you may be in, God is able to help and be with you. Give him your all. She did what he said, which is she followed, if you want to say it, the word. Let me tell you this. God says pray. And what's the second part? Don't worry. Pray. Ladies, look, you just pray. Lord, you see my son, you see my daughter, you see my spouse, you see my whatever it is. Lord, I give them to you. Lord, I pray that you work upon their hearts and upon their lives. And you know what? You might not see anything going on, but we don't live by what we see in the natural world. We live by faith in the Son of God and what he can do. So ladies, let that faith rise up within you. Trust him. Blessed is the woman who puts her trust in her God or in God. And we leave and let the chips fall where they may. But I tell you what, as you keep praying and you keep interceding and you asking God to move, and it may not seem anything is happening, and all your prayers are just hitting the four walls of where you're praying. But I tell you what, there's a God who is listening. There's a God who's attentive to your prayers. There's a God who's about to move. I wonder this little lady, as she prayed, Lord, help me. She figured she was dying, her and her son. Can you imagine as she looked at her son, part of her body gonna die? Okay, she could probably take herself dying, okay. But her son, and not just a natural death, but a starvation death. Sometimes desperate measures, we do desperate things. And she prayed. She had to. I know it didn't say, but she had to. Because God sent. Look, God will move no matter what. Your prayers are attentive to him. Don't think God is not listening. He is. Don't think God is not moving. Yes, he is. Don't think that, you know, it won't change anything. Yes, it will. Because God is on the move. And God is working. And God is moving. And happening. And it's happening. Look at this. And Elijah said, and we'll go back to 13. Unto her, fear not. Go and do as you have said. But make me therefore a little cake first and bring it to me. And after make you and your son. Elijah knew. Thus says the Lord, God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which you spoke by Elijah. Let me tell you this, ladies. Your barrel will not run out of oil. The cruse of oil, it will not run out. The barrel will not be empty with no meal. Can you imagine? After that, she'd go back and her faith would rise up every time she looked in it. And she saw there was some more meal in there and some more oil. And you know she, to the last drop of oil. God. And look, and as she would make, she made not only just for her and her son, but her family, whoever came over, she supplied for them. That's the kind of God we serve, who supplies for his children. See, we don't have to run and beg. God is the God that supplies for his people. Ladies, be the channel. Keep being the channel. Let faith arise in your hearts to see God move in your family. Let faith rise in your heart to move upon your spouse, your husband. Let faith rise up in your heart to move upon your children. Rise up in you. And you keep bombarding heaven with what God has given you and the promise he has given you. Because I tell you what, when you think you're on your last drop of oil, God the next day will put some more oil of the Holy Ghost to help you to get through and do what God calls you to do. Ladies, just keep building that faith on the inside of you. Don't give up. Don't give in. But you keep trusting God to do the miraculous. And you'll be able to say, blessed is the woman who puts her trust in God. Because I could probably talk to each and every one of you, and you could tell me situations where God has moved upon your life and in the life of your family. You probably could quote me more than one where an instance of where God, the Holy Ghost, came in and the Spirit of God moved upon you and changed the situation. From your jobs to a home to situations that bothered you, God can come in and change it. Keep trusting him. Keep believing what God can do. Thank you, ladies. As today's Mother's Day, we thank you for your unveiling love towards your spouse. We thank you for your unveiling love towards your children. We thank you for your unveiling love towards your grandchildren. We thank you for your unveiling love towards your friends and family. Thank you for your support, and thank you for your care. Thank you for all that you have done. We honor you today as your pastor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do in our church. Thank you for your prayers. I know many of you, a lot of you pray for me daily, Jelaine and I. Thank you for what you're doing. Keep on doing what God tells you to do. Keep on trusting him. The scripture says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Oh, my Lord, acknowledge him. Ooh, trust him. You might say, well, Pastor, I failed in some areas. It's under the bridge. It's under the bridge. You go to the Lord, ask for forgiveness, and you go on. You go on. Who hasn't failed him? No, everyone has failed him. So we go on. We put our trust in him, and we ask him to move. To move upon our hearts. And to move upon our lives. Can you imagine next year this time what God has going to do in this next year, ladies, in your lives? From healing to help to whatever he wants to do. Let him keep molding you. This that happened to Elijah and that little Gentile woman changed the Gentile woman. But I tell you what, it also changed the prophet. Let the Holy Spirit move like he wants to. I appreciate you. I pray, Jelaine and I, we pray you have a great Mother's Day. I hope you enjoyed the gift that we gave you today. That's for you to carry all your money in. You know, if you want to go to the ATM and just take out all your money in 20s or 100s, you can put it in there and bring it around with you. Whatever you want to do, you know. Like somebody, I heard somebody say this, it was Jelaine's aunt, you know, she went pay and she said, this is just printed this morning, hot off the press, you know, $100 bill. Whatever. But hey, We appreciate you, ladies, more than what you ever can imagine. God made you who you are. Accept who you are. And if there's change that needs to come, let the Holy Spirit work and do and move. You have a great day. I hope you enjoy your day. And you can read a book. No. You can sit outside with a cup of coffee, relax, lounge around, whatever you want to do. But we certainly do appreciate you. Amen. You may stand, please.